For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He's looking downfield. Nothing there. Spins away. Throws on the move. It is Tua! Rome Odunze connects with his fellow rookie.
We're back with more of the Score Afternoon Show with Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
It's Spiegs and Anthony Herron on your Score Afternoon Show. Hope everyone is awesome on yet another lovely late summer Chicago day. Just outrageous, man. I rode a divvy bike to work with a t-shirt.
I saw the helmet.
With a t-shirt on, man. Mm. I mean, like, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to do it. At some point, it's going to have that just little bit of crispness in the air where you're like, I guess I should throw on a sweatshirt or a zippy. But still today, t-shirt on the divvy, let's go.
I cut my Suburban grass yesterday in the midst of the indecision by the weather gods, whether they were going to rain or not. So I thought, oh, they're not going to rain. Let me cut my Suburban grass. And then it started raining while I was cutting my Suburban grass. I stopped cutting my Suburban grass for a few moments. And it stopped raining, so I started to cut my grass again, and then the rain came back. So I just went ahead and I plowed ahead.
You know,
I just cut my Suburban grass in the midst of the rain shower.
That's my wife's favorite smell in the world, that fresh-cut grass.
Okay.
It has to do with, like, a nap she used to take at her grandparents' house with the window open as, like, Grandpa mowed the lawn, you know?
Uh-huh.
And we have looked everywhere for candles that have that scent of fresh-cut grass, and there's some that have it. But you can't fake it.
It's probably a different kind of grass.
It could be. Right. Could be. No, I offer her that smell all the time.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's like chemically you cannot get to what you're talking about. There's something about the actual life that you're killing as you cut that grass.
It's the death of nature.
It's the actual.
That's what it should be called.
Seriously.
It should be called the death of nature.
That's what you're doing. It's the actual organic death that you're creating when you chop that grass off.
It's quite a smell.
At the knees.
It is quite a smell.
You can't fake it, man.
Right, yeah. I would imagine my new neighbors just had to be looking at me out the window like, why is this gentleman cutting the grass?
In the rain.
In the rain.
Oh, man.
I was very determined, though, because I knew I was going to be here with you today, here with you tomorrow. I was like, I'm not going to have time to cut grass. I'm in the city with Spiegs the next two days.
Good for you.
I got to cut the grass on a Sunday.
That's right. Yeah, get that done. That's the way you're supposed to do it now that you're a Bourbonite. This is Caleb talking about that deep ball to Odunze and how they have worked on it in practice.
It's something that I've worked on in practice. I mean, watching Aaron Rodgers just, and I know he was a Green Bay guy, sorry guys, but watching Aaron Rodgers in all his times, you know, these past 19, 20 years, I mean, he can do unbelievable things, right, left, running straight, running left, running all these other things. Just practicing it over time, perfecting it. Obviously, you know, there's going to be times where, you know, I don't put exactly where I want to. But, you know, today it worked out. Rome ran a great route. Rome had a good exit plan from his route and, you know, got upfield and made a marvelous catch, a wonderful catch. And you know, I tried to just give him a shot.
Man, the exit plan from his route.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's scramble drill stuff that he's talking about. They knew exactly what they were doing together.
Right. And just by the way, we are getting the text line chiming in. Apparently IKEA has the
grass candles.
Yep. Something to look forward to there.
I don't know.
The Gap used to sell them. Does the Gap still exist? They still got the Gap, right?
I think they do. Okay. But still, I'll have to check them out. If IKEA sells
it's got to be the right scent.
It's got... I haven't smelled one yet that really gets it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like certain chemicals.
It's like the new car smell. It's not really the new car smell.
Really,
it's not
really that. It's close.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's an approximation.
But I appreciate the texture.
Chemically induced.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that being on the same page, some of it is practiced. There's no doubt about that. You want to be in these situations in practice as frequently as possible so that they do feel like muscle memory when you get into game action. But beyond that, one of the biggest differences, I would say, between Caleb and, you know, we were just talking about Justin and Mitch and the previous QBs, and there are things physically that Caleb does with the football or with his legs that could certainly argue Justin Fields is even more physically capable of some of these things. But what's obvious, even from Caleb's college film, and now we're starting to see this in an NFL preseason, he's an intuitive playmaker. And that's what Justin has never become. Now, Justin is a reps guy, and through repetition, he can kind of figure some things out when he's been there and done that a little bit more. Caleb is intuitive in his ability to make plays in the moment. I mean, you know, now Mahomes and Kelsey have done everything on the field together a million times, but you got Mahomes throwing the ball behind his back to Travis Kelsey
just
on
this,
the field.
Just this past weekend, if anybody missed that, and just them knowing where each other's going to be.
I mean, it's astronomical how difficult something like that would be, that most people, most professional athletes, the elite would never imagine doing something like that in a game, and let alone think their teammate would be in a position to actually handle it. But and they do.
This is the aspect that I want to talk with you about and with the listeners about, is the relationship between Caleb and Rome, drafted together and now working together. And it's good that already they have this language about, oh yeah, it's the escape route on the scramble drill and stuff like that. Did you see, and listeners out there, and I'm looking at you, Robbie Triano and Alex Kuhn, did you guys see, after they showed the replay of that crazy throw when Caleb scrambles left and drops it in the bucket, you know, off the 1 foot, and they cut back to the huddle, and it's actually a close-up of Rome, and then Caleb enters the frame there, and Rome looks to his right, and he sees it's Caleb, and he's like, oh yeah, and his face lights up like, we did that, didn't we do that? And like, they give a little helmet tap to each other, and Caleb's smiling is like, oh yeah, we did that. Like, there is a delightful little bromance going on between those dudes, and I feel like the town is smitten, and I'm thinking about their relationship hopefully developing into the kind of thing Anthony's talking
about. Do you think there's
about
a TV show between those two? Because we can have, that's Montez.
Yeah, that's Montez's first.
And then I feel like we got to name this one, but I feel like this one is going to have the mass appeal for that. That's Montez is for like, it's like for the cult audience.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
no, it's a little more offbeat. I don't know. That's Montez is pretty special, man. Until, because remember, Granny teaches you some heavy lessons on That's Montez. She really changes the complexion of the show. But like, I found myself thinking about Caleb and Rome. You remember this moment on draft night when Roma Dunze was doing his initial Zoom with the Chicago media, and there happened to be a camera shooting from the back as Rome was in there in like the Zoom room at the draft in Detroit, and Caleb had just found out that Rome got drafted and that they're going to be teammates.
Right,
so
yeah.
Caleb like opens the door on the Zoom room and busts up Rome's Zoom and talks to him. This is what it sounded like.
Rome Dunze!
Let's do it, man.
Turn it up, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey,
give me that.
LeBron D. Wade. To the crib.
I'm ready, baby.
Excited for you,
man.
Let's do it.
Have fun doing it.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to show the camera.
I flew us here. I'm about to say that.
We're going to fly straight out. Tomorrow morning. All right, brother. I'll see you later.
That's the first moment that they spend together as teammates.
As teammates, yeah.
Right? That they knew each other, and maybe they dreamed of going 1-9, and it happened, and that's Caleb going and go, Roma Dunze! And they do this like weird little handshake thing, and they're like, LeBron and D-Wade, let's take it to the crib. And then you hear Caleb at the end there saying, let's do it. Let's have fun doing it. Mm. Hold each other accountable, because that kid already talks like that, right? But it's like, so right then I remember thinking, oh, they're going to have a thing. And then you see that little smile in the huddle, like you dream of that developing. You've seen teammates where those kind of things developed, haven't you?
And the fun part is that they're both from a personality perspective. And, you know, Rome is not being immediately asked to carry what Caleb is immediately being asked to carry, but he is a top 10 pick. There are certainly big expectations that come with that, but each of them just seem so comfortable. And it's comfort without satisfaction. It's comfort without feeling like you've done everything you need to do. You can tell that both of them are putting the requisite work in, and that's a part of what comes with being in a locker room that's been through a lot already. I think that's one of the cool things about what Ryan Poles has begun to build here is that it's a team that's taken some lumps through the last couple of seasons, last few seasons, really, and a number of the guys have been around that. You've added some newness into the mix. There's some youth who's sort of unscarred by the recent seasons, but then there's also the vets who've handled it in the way that Ryan Poles feels like they should have been handling things up to this point, who are now getting to see the other side of it. Now they're going to come out of this thing and actually get to be a good football team together. And they've been building toward this. And so Caleb and Rome are surrounded by that. They're surrounded by the building that's been taking place through struggle, through strife. And so now you have an entire locker room that's rooting for these two guys to be a huge part of what they can become.
Huh. I think they are, right?
Yeah.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Caleb after the game talking about Odunze and how they're going to work together and what they need to do to work together.
We're going to be explosive. We're two rooks, but we're trying to catch up to the old guys as fast as we can. To make sure that we're right there on par with them, to be able to, be efficient, function, go out there and be explosive, be on the same page, and win games. That's ultimately what we're here to do. And having a guy like that was drafted with me, we're only going to keep growing and keep building this connection.
All right, so what can I learn from this? Anthony, should I consider betting the over on the Rome Odunze yardage prop for the year? If they've got a developing thing happening together, we got to catch up to the old guys, right? If I mean, it's hard because Keenan is great and DJ is great, and there's only enough balls to go around. But in this developing relationship where the trust is a little more in place maybe for Caleb and Rome right here at the beginning as it is, I have seen it anywhere from 660 yards to 725.5 receiving yards. That's a big number for a rookie wideout with two terrific veterans on the roster.
Yeah, and a really good tight end also. And frankly, a Gerald Everett is a guy also. Like, there's a lot of targets to throw the football to. And frankly, I don't think the Bears are going to throw the football with the volume that a lot of people are hoping for with all these different weapons either. I would, if anything, I wonder is there a touchdown over under for Rome?
Probably.
I would say
that's
that
why the Lord invented Robbie Triano for the Shane Waldron fact sheet and to look up the Rome Odunze touchdown over under for the season.
I was writing the script actually for this buddy comedy that we're doing. So right. Let me pause from that and I'll get this.
Thank you.
I feel like if the touchdown prop is at a reasonable number, I think that would have a better, assuming health, of course, I think that's got a better shot at hitting than a total yardage. That's going to be
total
hard
yards
to come
is gonna
by.
Be sketchy.
That's going to be hard to come by.
Okay.
It's currently 4.5.
4.5 is the touchdown prop for Rome Odunze?
Yes.
Hammer that over.
I mean, you're screaming about it on 670 The Score. Now it's about to go up, so you better hurry up and bet it.
Hammer that over. Yes.
Yeah, I feel better about that than I do the yardage.
That's a good call by you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'll look for him and he will trust him, and he's got the 50-50 ball skills.
Yep. He's this amount of Guwagi.
Can you believe I just didn't use a chance to say Guwagi? God, this Parkinsonlessness, man. It's just.
Is it weighing on you already?
I'm scuffling. You know what I mean?
We just put like a cutout in the corner just to have his presence be felt.
Okay.
No, I'm good. So,
yeah, me too.
You're not good, Robbie. You spent 16 of 24 hours with the man for the radiothon, and you would have done the other 8. And stop pretending.
Rome is this amalgam of Keenan Allen.
The two people that love each other more than you and Danny Parkins are Rome Odunze and Caleb Williams. Okay?
I got a half hug from Danny at the end, too. I thought I was going to get a full hug, only got a half. So that's how I remember Danny.
Alex, did you see the way that Robbie's face lit up when Danny came into the frame? He's like, oh, we did that. We did that. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, he half-assed that.
It's unfortunate. I'm sorry, that was a disappointing moment.
Yeah, he did. He was he was also in tears, so maybe he was a little uncomfortable, but it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Uncomfortable, it was an emotional moment.
Yeah. I wish I'd have seen it. I don't know. It was probably great.
Yeah.
I'll tell my kids about that half hug.
You should. And
DJ Moore is the way that sentence was going to end.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember there was a sentence.
Yeah, right. He was an amalgam of Keenan Allen and DJ Moore.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know there was a sentence even going on.
Right.
I lost track of everything. Yeah. I want to ask you about Roma Dunze's karaoke efforts, because you are a master at karaoke, right?
Close enough.
Karaoke?
I'm more of a karaoke guy myself.
Karaoke.
Yes.
All right. Yes. I bow to you.
Yeah.
On all things karaoke.
I won't stop you.
Say it again. Say it right.
Karaoke.
Karaoke. God, it just flows. It flows.
It's a soft roll of the R.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
And then there's no space between the ah and the okay.
Nor should there be.
Okay. Karaoke?
Karaoke.
All right, Ant,
look at that. Look how quick that was.
Ant, are you one of those people with a karaoke setup at your house? Do you have one?
Not yet.
Okay.
But we're remodeling the basement. Don't threaten me with a good time, Alex Cooley.
Giving you some ideas.
Yeah, man.
This is Roma Dunze's attempt at karaoke that happened on last week's episode of Hard Knocks.
So far, Odunze hasn't missed a beat. But his perfect record is about to face a real test in front of a tough crowd.
Romo Dunze, University of Washington. Go Dawgs. Go Dawgs. Sign a bonus before taxes, $13 million. All right, here we go. Nappy Boy Radio. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, she want that lovey-dovey, that kiss-kiss in her mind. She fantasized about getting with me. They hating on me. They want to diss. 'Cause she mine is so fine, thick as can be. I'm a country boy from Tappahannock. VA is where I reside. So Shawty, understand it. See this banana hanging, that means I'm like a bandit. Like a bandit, bandit. That Lamborghini, by the seats, you never see me. So get it, Shawty. We popping like Pippin and my dog. So I don't want you want.
So what are your issues? I thought it was a passionate attempt. I thought the execution was, you know, above a six, maybe even I can't give it above a seven, but I give it above a six for the passion and the phrasing. But what are your issues, sir?
So he was awful, which I don't mind at all. Not everyone is fit for karaoke. But that being said, what that moment sort of displays to me is, and frankly, you can look at both of them within the context of, you know, Caleb's karaoke attempt, Rome's karaoke performance. I call Caleb's an attempt because he cut off after like three words. But for Rome, he was so bad and so obviously bad. But you could tell the locker room was still with him. The team in the meeting room was almost rooting for him and just enjoying the experience of Rome displaying a vulnerability to them and wanting to emphatically perform, put the type of energy and effort into it that they likely see from him in every aspect of what else he does. So the fact that they were with him, with as bad as he was, like, he was terrible. He would have gotten booed off the stage at any stage you could go to, any public venue. If he took that to Nashville, somewhere on Broadway in Nashville, sure. Even just random passersby would have booed him off the stage. But that's a team that digs Rome Odunze. That's what I took from that moment. Rome on the mic sounding atrocious and the guys loving it. Because they love him. That's what that displayed to me.
All right, I dig that. And you are a man who has been in those locker rooms. Have you ever had to do karaoke, or karaoke, however you want to do it, for a team? as a rookie? Were you subjected?
Had to would be an overstatement. I've certainly done it a bunch in front of teammates.
You volunteered.
I mean, had to.
You guys want to haze me? I'd like to be hazed, please. Anybody volunteer for the hazing?
I got a karaoke machine?
I brought my own karaoke machine. I brought my own block of ice. You mind if I take off my pants and just sit on it for a while? All right, thank you.
So we definitely, in 01, we had to sing our school fight song. You know, we carried some pads. It was kind of on the back end of things as far as the whole hazing. Guys weren't getting their heads shaved and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But we had to do some of that.
You guys want to tie me to the goalpost? Anybody want to tie me?
I had zero interest in that, but okay, kind of okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was down for that.
So, but is it a locker room? Like, isn't a team usually behind somebody? Or are you saying no?
Some more than, I mean, like, if Chase Claypool sounded awful, do you think everybody would have, like, burst into singing along with him? No, it's different. It depends on the guy.
Of course it does.
Right. So, I mean, you know, I think every situation, every circumstance, every player, every season is a little bit different. And there's so much steam, so much coverage, so much juice behind the Bears right now. Huh. And that combination of kind of the older veteran guys who have taken their lumps. And honestly, that's a part of the voices we were hearing about, like, at the end of the season, people asking about Justin, because all those guys went through stuff with Justin too. And there was an eagerness like, we're about to do something big here. Maybe he should see this through with us. They know they're coming out of the fog right now. And so they're enjoying it. And that, to me, is an aspect of this that I'm glad the city is in tune with also, where right now, because there's not a lot of hope in the baseball scene in Chicago right now, as you know.
What are you talking about?
So the city is enjoying this, and the Bears are enjoying where they're headed. They're not there yet, but it does seem to me that even both the rookies, it's Caleb coming in on a pedestal and then being willing to give him a hard time when he flubs his karaoke.
I want to hear that, because we'll take a break and we'll come back, because I think what we're developing here is another show for our network that we're putting together, where it's Anthony Herron, karaoke psychologist. Like, you are doing psychological profiles based on karaoke and teammate reactions, and we're really getting somewhere. We'll continue on the Scores Afternoon Show. It's Spiegs and Anthony Herron. We've got Eberflus and Poles. Are they disagreeing with each other? We'll get to that, and I want to hear your thoughts on Caleb karaoke. Okay, top of the hour, Cubs conversation, because this whole Cubs season has felt like one big taunting penalty. We'll do that at top of the hour. Steve Palazzolo next hour, and Mark Grody with a Bears report at 5, including everything that went down at practice today and folks talking about it. That's all coming up on 670 The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.